I'm a big believer in our career doesn't have to wait while our spouse is serving. And I love what you're doing.
Exactly. It's so amazing that it just unfolded that way organically as well for the military spouses, for that community. I'm so happy because I'm totally untapped. I mean, it's stupid. It's just the fact that, women come to us and say, I have to hide that I'm a military spouse. I'm thinking, what? But for us, you have to tell us because that's what we want.
Welcome to the Run Lift Mom podcast, where we're talking about running, lifting, and momming, not necessarily in that order. And today it's going to be a stretch on momming because I've got Sandra Lewis, the co-founder and CEO of Boldly. Sandra reached out to me directly to be on this show because she wanted to address the military spouses that listen to this show. You guys are going to love this. I know many of you are so busy supporting your service member that you've had to put your career on hold. Sandra wants to change that. She has dedicated her professional focus to hiring military spouses and understanding the assets that we bring to the table. I'm talking resilience, adaptability, reliability. She knows these are sought after qualities for companies, and she is making the match between spouse and professional organizations. We know it's hard to get and keep a job, but Sandra's not only going to talk to us about subscription staffing services, that's what Boldly is, but also give us some advice on how to translate that experience as a military spouse to the interviewing table. So without further ado, here is the co-founder and CEO of Boldly, Sandra Lewis. All right, I have got Sandra Lewis, the co-founder and CEO of Boldly, on the line with me. Welcome to Run Lift Mom, Sandra.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Now, I want to have you clarify first what subscription staffing is for my audience.
Perfect. Wonderful question. So Boldly, yes, as you say, is a premium subscription staffing company. So what we do is we support 14,500 and 100 founders, executives, business owners with ridiculously talented remote staff based in the US in the fields of executive assistance, project management, bookkeeping, and marketing support. So I know subscription staffing is very new. We're pioneering subscription staffing. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what it is in a little bit more detail. To paint the picture, in the old world, or perhaps still in the current world, but what I consider a bit antiquated current world.
Yeah.
If you are a really talented professional looking to have a great career, you basically just have a couple of options. Either you find traditional employment, and that's usually, in a big city or near a big city. It's got long commutes, it's inflexible, it's got longer, very long hours, sometimes a lack of variety. Or the other option has been, if you want the flexibility and you still want a great career, then the alternative is to freelance.
Right.
Or to contract or be part of the gig economy. And that means, as you probably know, constantly having to look for new clients, bidding on jobs, not getting any benefits, sometimes even going backwards in your career. So now, in the new world, there is an alternative. And this is what Boldly is all about. So at Boldly, you get to have a rewarding career. And you get to work with incredible businesses in a variety of roles that speaks to your experience and interests. You get to choose the companies you work for, and you also get to work remotely, flexible hours, on a schedule that works for you. And you are an employee, a W-2 employee with benefits. So for businesses, subscription staffing means that these great, amazing people who have a lot of experience, who are looking to continue advancing their career on their own terms, differently than the norm, businesses can readily access these people without the hassles of recruitment, employment, compliance, I mean, everything that goes with employing someone. So it's a real win-win for both talented professionals and businesses. And it's really the future of work as we see it.
So first of all, I love that you say ridiculously talented, because there is no better way, you know, to describe some of the people. Of course, we'll get into why this is a great fit for military spouses specifically. And you know that I am one and a lot of my audience is one. I can hear your passion though, Sandra. What I love, like I can hear that this is your jam. Yes. Tell me, like, how did you get into this space? Can you talk to me a little bit about like your education and background?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, I spent 20 years as an operations and project manager for large convention centers in New York and in the UK. It was very intense, very high pace environment for many, many years, dealing with everything and everything and anything operations related, which, by the way, I'm super grateful because it gave me a really well-rounded background to now manage a business. So from HR to budgets to marketing and obviously managing large teams in fast-paced environments. So back in 2012, after, you know, 18, 20 years of that basically, and working 60 to 80 hour weeks, I started looking for an alternative. I wanted a career on my own terms, but I didn't want to work in a big city anymore. I didn't want to be chained to a desk. I wanted to contribute to great companies, but I didn't want to be stuck in a 9-to-5. I wanted to keep moving forward in life and in my career, but I didn't want it to be at the cost of my health and mental well-being. At the time, the only alternative that I found was to freelance. That was the only alternative to a traditional in-office work. And I had a go at it. I just thought, you know, I have nothing to lose. I need to do something else. I need to find something else for myself at this point in my life. It turns out I was pretty good at it and I landed some pretty good clients. However, the grunt, the short-term gigs, many of the clients' unrealistic expectations, the haggling over money, the inability also to retain collaborators, you know, people who I had kind of been working with on different projects on those gigs. All of these things kind of pushed me to thinking there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better option. An option that, you know, could be viable and long lasting, and that could be an equal win for both businesses and us, the talented professionals. So, you know, I really wanted to find an opportunity, not only for myself who had 15, 20 years of professional experience, but also for everyone that I thought would be in a similar situation than me, you know, who weren't ready to retire. We're still young, but we just, for whatever reason, as you say, we'll talk later about, you know, the need for military spouses, for whatever reason, you know, just don't want or need a different way of earning a living and still want to kind of remain in the game and love what we do. So that's really when I decided to start boldly.
Oh, I love this. You know, listeners of this podcast will be familiar with my personal story. I have over a decade in health and wellness, which is a really, really fulfilling area to work in. However, when you're a military spouse and your service member gets moved every 2 or 3 years, it just, you're making lateral moves. Or, I mean, I piloted a former company. I piloted their telecommute department. It's 100 deep now. I was the very first one. I piloted that telecommute. You know why? Because my husband got orders to Alaska.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we were in the lower 48 in the U.S. at the time. And I thought, this is the only way I can take a job with me that I love. Now, hindsight's 20/20. I look back and I think, wow, I was kind of underpaid for doing, you know, what I was doing. I was in a rock and a hard place, but still really feeling motivated to contribute to the work world and develop my career. So let's go right into military spouses. Like, what is it about military spouses that you love in terms of those folks that are looking for great partnerships to be an asset in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and to backtrack, you know, it was really by chance that I got to work with military spouses. Some of our very first employees that joined Boldly were military spouses, probably because, as you said, the options that we were offering were very, very appealing to them. And a few years later, three of the military spouses who started, you know, with us many years ago have been promoted to managerial positions are some of our best managers. So Audrey, who joined us 5 years ago as a marketing support to business owners, she's now our marketing manager for Boldly. Stephanie and Kat, who started as project managers and executive assistants and well-rounded professionals, are now two of our team leaders and supervising our team. So just wanted to kind of set the scene that, you know, basically, those ladies were way above, you know, what other ladies were on our team. And that's why we promoted them. And they've been with us for many, many years. And many other military spouses have joined us over the years just by word of mouth. And I noticed that all of these ladies were just some of our best employees. Because we're a premium service, we work with demanding and very senior, high-level executives and founders. So they expect the same level of professionalism as if we were in office, and that's how we promote our service. So they expect someone that they can trust to represent them, their business, over the long term. And doing that well, supporting multiple executives remotely, is not easy. It might sound like it's, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm doing this from our home office, but we expect a lot from our team because obviously that's our reputation and that's what we deliver to business owners. So you don't just need to be good at your job. You have to really know how to build rapport, how to intuit and how to get used to different people's preferences. You need to really excel at delivering consistency and service. And you need to really care deeply to retain those clients, those companies that you work for. And I've always found that all of the military spouses that I've worked with are extremely poised in the face of a difficult situation, a challenge, a demanding founder. They always seem to take things in stride. And so, you know, if a business owner is stressed about a situation, which happens, and I'm going to say something trivial, like, you know, I'm so stressed, you know, my calendar is a mess, what's going on? I have always found that I continue to find all of the military spouses on our team, it's like, oh, well, okay, no big deal, I'll sort that out for you. Even though, believe me, it could be a really big deal to someone else. So I'm going to attribute it to the fact that, you know, everything in perspective, right? I mean,
yeah.
You've got such a, you know, I mean, the life experience has probably shown you a lot. And so, you know, what comes is always taken in stride. I mean, it's, you know, you're able to handle multiple projects, stay very even keel. The other thing about military spouses on our team is that they always seem to be willing, you know, to go the extra mile. They work really hard. They have impeccable work ethics. I mean, I have interviewed over the years hundreds of candidates. And when I interview military spouses, I'm often moved to tears because what they always say is, you're the answer to my prayers. Like I'm so grateful to have found Boldly. I've longed for a job that I could take with me, that was rewarding, that was mine to keep. For me, seeing the impact, you know, that a business like Boldly has on our team it's really, really priceless. So
yeah,
all,
you know,
all these seasons plus, I could go on.
Well, and we've got military spouses listening. And so I want to make sure that these women are able to communicate what you're describing. You know, it's one thing to write down characteristics and be able to cite that you're resilient or adaptable or reliable. But it's another to describe, like as you're describing your experience with military spouses, Sandra, like I know why that military spouse can handle multiple projects. You want to know why? Because when her husband is deployed, she is running the household in his absence and she's wearing a lot of different hats. I know why that military spouse can maybe handle a temper. You know why? Because she's probably worked at a family readiness group with a number of different personalities with an incoming commander who was a lot different than the last. So military life gives us this great experience to bring to the professional work world. And I want to make sure women out there are understanding that that is, wow, that is a check in their favor. That's a pro. And to be able to describe these things will help you in terms of employment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that we promote is if you have had a gap in your career, that's okay. Apply. You know, life happens. Because many of the ladies that join us, you have to have had a minimum of 7 years experience in your field of specialty. So that's kind of, you know, that's our benchmark. So we don't employ people that are junior because again, we're a premium company. We support, you know, very high level founders in very large companies. But we do say, if you've had a gap, it's okay, as long as you've got that experience at some point. Because we believe exactly what you've said, that life in itself is an experience. I mean, you've just said it. You've said it better than I can say it. You know, I mean.
Well, and I bet there are a lot of people out there, you know, because I'll tell you, I'm knocking on 40 years old. And so the traditional advice as I was coming up through my education was, you don't want a gap on your resume. You don't want a gap on your resume. And can I share something with you, Sandra? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I went back to work full time after having my triplets a few years ago. And let me tell you what's harder to explain than a gap on your resume. Explaining how you work full time with infant triplets. People understand they will give you grace on life circumstances.
Right. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So I love that we've got to know so much about, you know, Boldly itself as a subscription staffing service. Again, I think it's going to speak to a lot of listeners of this show. I'm curious, and I'm kind of, you know, putting you on the spot here, but Sandra, if you had a piece of advice for a job seeker in general, whether it's Boldly or not, what, like, how would you coach a job seeker, or what is that piece of advice?
I think what's really, really important, and perhaps it's a little counterintuitive, but when you're interviewing with a company, it's really important to demonstrate that you have that company's success in mind. So, you know, most people come to an interview and we'll talk about them a lot. This is what I did. This is how I made this successful. This is how I'm so great, whatever, you know, it's not about them. We look for people, and I think a lot of companies these days look for people who have a team mentality, but also who want to see others succeed. And I know that most people do, but you have to be able to articulate it. You know, so when you speak in an interview and when you say, you know, what your great accomplishments have been, try to say, you know, try to attribute some of those great successes to others, not just to yourself. For us, this is super important because you are going to be in a position of support. You're supporting business owners and executives. So it's so important that our team are very service-oriented, which, again, military spouses are. So it's all about service. That's why, another reason why you guys are so great. It's really important that you're able to say, you know, I've got your back. I want you to succeed. And this is how I can demonstrate that ultimately your success is my success. So I think that's really important.
So knowing obviously about the company and their goals, do I also hear you saying, Sandra, that if, for example, if we're recounting an experience in our career to also boost those that help us get to that success. So to talk about the team or the individuals that played a part in that success.
Exactly, exactly. Attribute successes to others as well than yourself, because we're all, I mean, usually great life experiences and accomplishments, you know, we're all being supported and helped by others most of the time. So it's, we love to kind of see that gratitude shared.
Love that. I love that spirit in an organization. Okay. I've got a couple rapid fires for you, Sandra. Are you ready? These are unrelated to employment and interviewing and subscription staffing. Are you ready for some fun?
I'm ready.
All right. So tell me your favorite book to give as a gift to others.
Okay. So it's going to have to be a book for entrepreneurs, because that's all I'm reading right now. and I've actually gifted this book, and it's Raising the Bar, which is the story of Clif Bar by the founder, Gary Erickson. And I love it. I love this book. It's inspired me, actually, in how to lead boldly. It's how Gary has built his business from nothing, and how he did it in a way that's very ethical and human. So taking care of not just business, but of his people. And as we know, how it's become, you know, one of the greatest brands in the U.S.
I love it. And spoiler alert for those listeners out there, if you've ever wondered who Clif is, I'm sure the book will shed some light on it, but it's got a family tie to it for Gary there. I'm going to link the book as well as another podcast that actually had him on to tell his story. It's fantastic. A much bigger podcast than I. I'm thinking if people are on this platform, maybe they like to hear an audio version of the story as well. So I'm going to link both of those things in the show notes.
Great.
All right. And then also, Sandra, wow, it's so inspiring to hear someone like yourself recount her own experience. And now you've got your own company and you're inspiring others. Tell me, what advice would you give your younger self? So say like 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, it would have to be, you don't have to be so perfect. I'm sure many people have that one. For me, it's, you know, I've always had super high expectation of myself, which I guess is good because it pushes you to always be better. But in retrospect, you know, all in moderation, I gave myself a really hard time. And I would say, you know, stop torturing yourself. It's okay. You'll get there, you know, all in its own time. So I've learned to slow down a little bit, even though I'm very busy, just to take things. Well, take things in stride, as we were talking earlier, you know, everything in perspective, you know, just.
That is wonderful.
Take it easy. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. You know, listeners of this podcast, we have had a few themes emerge, but one of them is done is better than perfect. So don't let perfection paralyze you from movement or creation or whatever it might be.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, done is better than perfect. I think we reached some perfection here in this show, because not only did we talk employment and the professional world, but also I know we've got some military spouses out there that might check your organization out, Sandra. So I'm going to link some of that in the show notes as well. Guys, you can just press details and then you'll see in the show notes some hyperlinks so you can check out boldly Sandra's organization.
That's wonderful. And we are hiring. So we're currently hiring 2 to 3 people a month. So definitely, you know, if you've got the qualifications and you feel moved by what we do, then we'd love to hear from you. And yeah, it will be in the link to see our application. The job
hear that, ladies? It doesn't matter that it's PCS season. It doesn't matter that you're changing locations. These are remote jobs. Thank you, Sandra. We will put that in the show notes.
Thank you so much, Susie.
All right. Thank you. Boom, mic drop. Sandra, thank you so much for coming on Run, Lift, Mom and speaking confidence into the military spouses that are listening. Our experiences are worthy and valuable
in professional employment. I also loved how you talked about teamwork and that culture of gratitude, and you are doing fantastic things at Boldly. Everybody check them out. And until I get into your earpiece again, remember, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. That's from 1 Timothy 4:8, and this has been the Run Lift Mom Podcast. It's time for the Red H Nutrition Product of the Week, and this week it is Super Greens. I know that the military spouses out there listening are in the middle of PCS season. PCS, for the uninitiated, means permanent change of station, and it's essentially when you move. It's all summer long, and military spouses do it every 2 to 3 years. Here's the thing about being on the road, living in a hotel, or waiting out your household goods. It's hard to cook. It's hard to get the nutrition in that you need, and I'm talking greens. Super Greens is a powdered substance that you're going to put in with your water. It mixes nicely. It tastes great, and it's going to give you the real vegetables that you need to get through your day. Is it a great substitute for vegetables every single day of your life? No, guys, no, it's not. Does it fill in the gaps when you're traveling or PCSing? Yes, absolutely. I'm not giving you a ticket not to eat vegetables. I am giving you a substitute when you're in a tough spot. So click on details, check out Red H Nutrition's website. Super Greens is fantastic for the running and lifting moms, as well as your kids and husbands.
I can't wait to put this show out.
Thank you so much. You're so easy to speak with. You're perfect for this. I mean, seriously, I'm like, I'm talking to a friend and we don't even know each other.
What a nice compliment. Thank you so much. That's how I want it to feel for my guests. Yeah, so
thank you for your support of the Run Lift Mom Podcast. This is a passion project for me that began in February of 2019 and now has over 10,000 listens. It's amazing. This is where I uplift other women and create communities around the areas of running, lifting, and motherhood. If you haven't yet done so already, please rate, review, and subscribe. That helps folks find the podcast and it keeps this passion project going. Welcome to the Run Lift Mom Podcast, where we're talking about running, lifting, and momming, not necessarily in that order. Today, I have a bonus for you, and this is, wait for it, my demo for this podcast. There are a couple of reasons why I'm giving it to you today. I'm giving it to you, one, because my regular episode for today is going to serve a very specific part of my audience, but not necessarily everyone. For military spouses and job seekers, it is fantastic. But I know, real talk, there are a lot of you running, lifting, and momming out there that are hungry for something else today. I was reminded as I started a fitness challenge this month how important drinking water is. And so this is quick. It's less than 10 minutes. It was my original demo, and I think it can help everyone. So without further ado, here I am in my podcast demo and today's bonus. Yeah, I went a little heavy on the Zaya in that episode, but I hope that you heard at least one tangible tip that you can use. And I'd say it's not so bad for a demo, right? It got me on Apple and all the others. Until I get into your earpiece again, remember, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. That's from 1 Timothy 4:8, and this has been the Run Lift Mom Podcast.